Newt Gingrich, Joe Biden's 4th of July video most anti-American speech by presidential candidate, ever. By Joel B. Polak on July 5, 2020. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich panned former Vice President Joe Biden's short speech on the 4th of July, saying it may be the most anti-American speech ever given by an American presidential candidate. Biden delivered a short video address on Twitter from his home in Wilmington, Delaware, in which he told Americans that the November election offered a chance to rip the roots of systemic racism out of this country, implying the country itself was racist by design. In a lengthy Twitter thread, Gingrich took apart Biden's speech. Biden's 245-word, 97-seconds-long 4th of July statement may be the most anti-American speech ever given by an American presidential candidate. He omits the creator in his shortened version of the Declaration of Independence. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. Biden admits all men are created equal but in the modern secular left fashion forgets to mention that they are created by God and their rights come from God. Then he defames Jefferson limiting the founding father, founder of the University of Virginia, etc. to one idea slave owner. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. He reduces the Union's war which led to abolishing slavery to ravages when the Union Army marched to the battle hymn of the Republic singing as Christ died to make men holy let us die to make men free and they did die for freedom. Fight and snub of these brave men is tragic. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. Biden then skips killing volunteer civil rights workers in Mississippi. The courage of the sit-ins, Eisenhower sending in U.S. Army to integrate Little Rock schools against a Democratic governor. JFK fighting segregation in Mississippi and Alabama to one ugly symbol Bull Connor. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. Biden then skips the massive 1963 rally at Lincoln Memorial. Martin Luther King Jr. as the first Have a Dream speech. That his children could be judged not by the color of their skin but by the content of their character. The national holiday to honor him, the memorial to him on the Mall. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. Biden's America is the marginalized, the demonized, the isolated, the oppressed. So after 48 years in Washington, Biden will now fix everything he failed to fix for nearly a half century. Apparently in Biden's America there has been no progress. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. America has had a black president, 22 black cabinet officers, 2 black Supreme Court justices, 224 other black federal judges, 10 black U.S. senators, 153 elected black members of the U.S. House, and nearly 400 black admirals and generals. 39 of the 100 largest cities have black mayors. Newt Gingrich, at Newt Gingrich, July 5, 2020. In contrast, Gingrich praised President Donald Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore on Friday, declaring, "Donald Trump's Mount Rushmore speech just might win him the re-election." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.